If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
We are not officially back, but close to back with Media Days in the Big 12 yesterday and today. We're joined now by Husker Lions' Sean Callahan. Sean, good morning. We'll go to Nebraska here in a second because let's go back to last Friday. Cooper was announced that he had resigned from Nebraska. John Butler, not officially yet, but appears to be the next man up at that role. Are you surprised that it happened this quickly when it came to John Butler in replacing Evan Cooper, which is not official yet, Sean?
Yeah, I mean, I think that just the way it all developed, that was a surprise. But it just tells you that behind the scenes, this had probably been going on for a few weeks, where Matt Rhule had been putting out feelers, looking for names and replacements. And, you know, Sip would attest to this too. You could just, being around Evan Cooper, now that we look at things now, back in June, something just didn't feel right. I don't know what it was, but, I wouldn't be surprised if Evan Cooper – knew for a while that he might be done in June. I mean, a few weeks in, because you get the sense Matt Rhule definitely had been working on this for a few weeks now, and then they closed the book officially here at the end of June when the recruiting kind of closed up here for the summer.
So you didn't think something felt right as far back as the satellite camps in Belton, Texas, and Houston, Texas? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, just some of the side conversations we had with Evan Cooper and just his body. Someone just, when you think about it today, and we have that advantage now, something just didn't seem, I don't know what it was, Seth, but I think you'd be on the same page probably too.
Yep.
As we look at things now, he had this urgency or something about him that just didn't feel normal for some reason.
It didn't. You're right. So, have you been able to size up this hire of John Butler, which, by the way, Jake mentioned, it isn't official yet. We expect it to be official today, I would think. But what do you think? And then there's no snags that I know of, so I wouldn't worry about it. But what are your impressions of John Butler?
Well, I mean, he's an accomplished guy. He's very close to becoming the Buffalo Bills defensive coordinator, and then decided to get back in, to try to get back into college football or take a step away from the NFL. But I mean, you go back to, he was the defensive coordinator at Penn State. He's coached at South Carolina, you know, Minnesota, Houston Texans, Buffalo Bills. So he's got a deep resume, and he's been college football coaching since the 90s. So on that, I mean, he's got more experience than Evan Cooper had. And, you know, it's a guy that clearly wants to be a defensive coordinator again. That's why he left the NFL. And I think if you can connect the dots with Tony White and him almost getting a head coaching job a year ago, that this is a guy now on the staff that would be a logical candidate to be a defensive coordinator. And, you know, Evan Cooper, people forget, he kind of carried a coordinator tag, if I'm not mistaken. He was
passing game coordinator.
So it wouldn't be surprising at all if John Butler will carry a similar title.
Right.
Joined by Sean Callahan. Sean, Nebraska's in the top four for offensive linemen, a five-star lineman, David Sanders Jr., along with Ohio State, Tennessee, and Georgia. What are their realistic chances in landing Sanders?
It's a long shot, there's no doubt. But they weren't on his final six list. I was with David Sanders in May in Nashville. We interviewed him. And then he put out his top six, and Nebraska wasn't in. South Carolina, and I believe Clemson was on that list. They're not anymore, and Alabama. But now Nebraska gets in the Final Four grouping. And a lot of credit should go to Dylan Raiola. Dylan Raiola has been the player that's pushed the recruitment of David Sanders and the relationship that they've had from back when Dylan was a Georgia commit. Mm-hmm. And David, I'll never forget, said this to me. He's like, the reason I'm looking at Nebraska is because Dylan Raiola's there. He goes, mm-hmm. if the number one quarterback in the country and a five-star can go there, I need to look at this place. And Dylan and I have talked a lot. It's a long shot, guys. I mean, I would be shocked if Nebraska pulled this one out. But it is a victory that they at least have made his Final Four.
Sean, you had an interesting nugget in your Monday column, your weekly Monday column, that you laid out 10 people from Matt Rhule's original staff. They're no longer on that staff, including, I mean, key recruiting department personnel. What is the impact of that level of turnover, of that level, we'll call it staff movement?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's more that goes on in an operation than most fans understand, and that's why I laid this all out, because I started to look at things, you know, with Evan Cooper and then Anthony Crispino, who just joined the staff in February, has moved on, and he was the general manager at TCU, came in here in more of a director of operations role, before spring football started. He's moved on, but you know, when you come in like Matt Rhule and you pretty much remove everybody in the previous staff other than maybe five people, a lot of people you got to bring in. And you know, it's when you compare it to the Scott Frost era or even the Mike Riley era, those guys were in college football coaching, so they just kind of transitioned most of their people from Oregon State or Central Florida. Mm-hmm. Matt Rhule had been out of college coaching since 2019. Mm-hmm. So he had to make all new hires, bring in some new people, and let's be realistic, some are going to work and some aren't. And I think that's what this really kind of shows, is like they've made some moves behind the scenes, because not everyone's a fit at Nebraska. But yeah, it's over $1 million in salaries that have moved in and out. And what I find fascinating is obviously Sean Patton still runs their personnel department. Mm-hmm. But you've got a number of guys like Vince Ginta, Keith Williams, Ryan Callahan, and Avery Gossett. They were retained staffers. So that recruiting, kind of the guts of that recruiting department are all people that were retained from the previous staff, led by Vince Ginta and now Keith Williams, who moved into the role that Omar Hales held before.
Yeah, the previous staff, meaning the Frost staff, which is interesting. Now, the person that wasn't on Frost staff, can you, Sean, put in perspective the importance of Sean Patton? You mentioned Patton. Yeah.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a filling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
There's two key lieutenants in the behind-the-scenes department for Matt Rhule, Dr. Susan Elza, who is the chief of staff, and Sean Patton, who oversees and runs the personnel department. And his relationship with Rhule goes back many, many years. He's as important as anybody in that operation as he oversees and runs that personnel department. He oversees and runs NIL and is the key liaison to 1890.
Sean, you're back from vacation. What are you most interested? I mean, where do you shift your attention in terms of your coverage of Nebraska football? What's on your mind today?
Well, just the media day starting up everywhere. Yeah. I mean, we'll zone in on, I believe, Colorado. Do they go today? Mm-hmm. Aren't you guys doing your shows in Vegas right now?
We should be.
We should be.
No,
Sean.
Hey, Sean, Colorado is today in Vegas. That's right.
Did Bush have a late night at the blackjack table? I don't hear him.
No. I would have been at the – no, I wouldn't. I'd have been down at the Golden Nugget on the $2 tables.
Yes, Golden
I'd have been down there, Sean.
The $2 table.
$2 tables, yes. That's more of my speed.
It lasts longer there.
I'm the guy that's like going, I'm going to split them. You're like, you don't split fours, buddy. That's not what you do here.
The whole table just walks off.
Exactly. It'd be a walk. Why is he all by himself again? He's jacked up the whole
deal. The guy with the orange shirt.
Yes. Can you see him? Thank you, Sean. I appreciate that.
Yeah, Sean.
So that was a nice, Sean, I gave you full credit yesterday. That was a great job on that article. On all those names and everything. Because that's a lot. That's a lot of research to do. No one just has those off the top of their heads. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Coach. Appreciate that.
Sean, go ahead, Sean.
The media day starting up, I mean, I'm sure we'll get a little bit more out of Colorado today. And, for Nebraska, this hire, we're not going to hear from Rhule, at least we don't think, until Indianapolis. So there'll definitely be a lot of questions for Matt Rhule the next time we get a chance to visit with him.
Yeah. Sean, always good stuff. Thanks for the time. We will chat with you again next week.
Hey, thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, God bless. Sean Callahan.
So the David Sanders thing, I get you and Sean's apprehension on that. I'm a little more excited. I just, I want, I'd like to see kids bet on themselves a little bit more and to say, I want to go somewhere and leave my mark. You know, he can become a legend if he does really well at Nebraska. He becomes a legend. If he does really well at Georgia, he's just another good left tackle.
Yep. If you want to be an optimist, it wasn't on the top six list for Nebraska, and all of a sudden the top four, you lose some teams, and you're in the top four. Something's changed significantly there. If you want to be an optimist there in terms of the situation, I don't think they're going to get him. But
oh, I know, I sort of resist the comparison to Brandon Baker that people make. Brandon Baker Brandon Baker's an offensive tackle from California, from Santa Ana, that visited here several times. You know, highly ranked, ended up at Texas, and people are saying Brandon Baker, David Sanders is a version of Brandon Baker. The difference is Dylan Raiola. Dylan Raiola wasn't here when Brandon Baker was visiting. And I don't know. Dylan can sell, and we'll see. I think one of the ways they're selling is bet on yourself and come here and be legendary, not just another great left tackle in the system. So I don't know. Maybe they can. I agree, Jake. I suppose it's a long shot. I just don't like the dismissive attitude.
I'd like to be wrong on that. It'd be cool to be wrong on that. It'd be great.
Jake's that guy. Not going to happen if it does happen. He makes this job. He's that guy. We're going to lose. We're going to lose.
But I want to win.
Phil, I'm a Dolphins fan. I've been trained for a lot of misery in my life, so it's fine.
You didn't even go to the Chiefs game. Playoff game two hours away. You didn't go.
I would have got frostbite, watched my team get destroyed. What a great night that would have been. Hey, segment two is sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Are you needing a new tractor or side-by-side to elevate your operation, maybe a boat or a golf simulator when you want to relax a little bit? Beck's Commitment Rewards Program offers huge savings and interest-free financing on all these items and more. To learn more about Beck's Commitment Rewards, go to beckshybrids.com and always remember the three Fs: faith, family, and farming.
Let's back up on two things. One, interest-free.
Interest-free, Sip.
They took that directly. Sonny got together with Shin Daddy, and they got together and said, what's made your place take off? Well, we give free car loans, you know, like that, with no interest, free for 4 years.
He went to Shin Daddy.
Went to Shin Daddy's. They got together with that, so that's nice. Also, to get back to Steve, so this is a big announcement. We don't have the exact date yet, but Steve Sipple will be speaking in York, Nebraska.
Jake, would you please listen?
Sponsored by Beck's Hybrids.
God dang, Trevor?
Trevor is the one who's putting this together.
You're speaking?
There's going to be a Husker night at the Elks Club.
We can all go.
On Burger Night. And it's going to be Trevor is concerned about how they're going to stack people in there when the show comes to town.
When is this?
I'm going to have to get a haircut.
We're not sure. It's going to be mid-August.
I'll wear a collar shirt and get a haircut. Yeah.
I'll be there. I'll support.
Bill may not be there.
Jake will be there. Jake will be there. I'm still working on it.
I'll be there to support you.
I'm going to support you.
Thank you. But Trevor put that together, and he said it was a direct order from top down. Sonny said, get Sipple. Sonny said, get Sipple.
I don't know if I want to do this. Yes. This is a lot of pressure.
Also, there's a great chance this is going to coincide when Sonny's here.
Oh, boy.
So Sonny Beck, there's a great chance.
Are you ready for
that?
Why are you dropping this on me now?
You can prepare ahead of time. We want surprises for you.
Yes. Yeah, that's nice of you. That's
no
nice
surprise. Anyway.
Sonny?
On Burger Night at the Elks Club, you'll be holding court.
Yeah, I'm shaking
Steve
right now.
Steve Sipple will be holding court.
I think I
it's
just
incredible.
Had...
Thank you, Trevor,
Thanks,
for doing
Trevor.
That.
Thank Bex, you, Bill.
BexHybrids.com. Mailbag and Song of the Day.
Oh, I love mailbag.
Next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.